Hi everyone, welcome back to the poetry vlog. This week, Lynn Otto is guest reading for you every day. That's because we have a longer episode coming up this weekend. Lynn used to be in my MFA cohort, and her new book, Real Daughter, was just published by Unicorn Press. It won their first book prize. She's also an extremely talented writer who is full of integrity. I got to workshop with her for years. And she also pays very close attention to the pacing in each line. So it's a really huge privilege to be able to feature her work on this project and kind of show off her poems for the rest of the world. You'll find in the description for this podcast links to where you can get a copy of her book, her author bio, a link to her website, and a couple other bonus materials. So check that out. Go support her work and leave her your love and the podcast rating so that in iTunes especially, she can see how you felt about her reading of her own poems. I personally think they're awesome. And as always, you can get more info on our upcoming episode at thepoetryvlog.com. We're going to talk about prayer and feminism, which might seem like an unusual choice, but I promise it's an enriching conversation. All right, stay tuned, and every day come back here for your Lynn Otto reading.
Hi, this is Lynn Otto, and this is a poem from my book, Real Daughter. Yoked. How is a yoke born? The ox and the ox. The farmer goads the one, and it walks, so both walk. The farmer taps the other, and it turns, so both turn. They can't turn away from each other. A husband and wife feel their marriage chafe, always the other, often not what they'd rather. The room too hot and too cold, the calendar cluttered, the accounts scrutinized, insufficient. Each body grows old. In the distance, other possible selves, places they might have gone if, behind the ox and the earth, opens and turns like fresh sheets turned back on the bed. They face only the hard ground ahead, yet they feel the resistance give. Imagine a crop there, thriving in perfect weather. It might or might not turn out like that. There are countless kinds of disaster, and the wife and the husband can turn away from each other. This yoke is not a wooden thing. Or they can turn toward each other and cling, as they do some nights when they're not too tired, to the solace of familiar skin. Your eyes, she might say again, are like Picasso eyes, when we're this close, overlapping almond shapes, one slightly over the other. And he might again say, "You are a strange thing," and stay there, his forehead touching hers.
All right, everyone, that's Lynn Otto. Tune in all week to keep hearing her read. I promise it'll bring you an enormous pleasure to your day and a very necessary respite from the news. As always, go to thepoetryvlog.com. You'll find links to the Instagram, Twitter, ways to submit your own work. We have some really big collaborations coming up. And you can also sign up for the new monthly newsletter, which features what's happening for the writers featured on this project. So poetryvlog.com, and then all the descriptions in the podcast link you to our featured guests so you can get your own copy of Lynn's book, read her bio, and check out her website. All right, have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.